Jared Tobias, welcome.
Hello.
You have given Fort Wayne's Northside Corridor a new mural, and you're working on a whole new facelift for the East Side Gateway at Clay Street. Congratulations on both of those things. Would you tell us what drives your passion for communal art?
I guess it's a lust for life. I just want to seize the day, and I've worked hard for this for a very long time. I believe in this. I'm excited to be a part of the movement and growth in our city, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities.
Well, the city's, I think, grateful for your contributions so far. And I'm curious, have you always thought in large format and public art perspectives?
I've always been inspired by public work and mural paintings. It's something I've always strived for. It's a hard place to get to. You start off isolated in your studio. You're working on a small scale. It can be intimidating to consider a large composition, but it all translates over time. You know, I just want it, so I just keep working at it.
I understand your really desire for such. Does it come naturally to you to be thinking in, again, the large format?
It just comes out that way, yeah. I feel like the appropriate way to impact on a large scale is through large work. And it's coming to a place now where I want to talk about abstract ideas, so the work is becoming more abstract as well.
Very interesting. So where do your perspectives, as well as your trade that you're developing, fit into the art revolution that you see going on now?
I believe that public art has a way of stimulating conversation and imagination and breaks down barriers between people and allows for flow of ideas and energy. And the more we can open up energy flow and ideas sharing and cooperation, I think the more successful we'll be redefining our human experience.
That's a good point and a good way to think. You are also a proponent and practitioner of tactical urbanism. What does that mean to you in this context?
Personally, it means taking ownership for your time on Earth and being a steward of your sense of place and trying to leave the world a better place than what you found it.
I can certainly see you live that and your own environment speaks to that. Do you think that's something that you can share by sharing your artwork and your murals with the city?
It's a real challenge to communicate visually these ideas that I'm just discovering as I go. I'm just trying to use my craft to tell a story that's about finding a light inside of you and shining that light and loving other people and working toward social cohesion.
Another noble goal. So the street art explosion is global. How is Fort Wayne doing in that movement, would you say?
I think that there are many talented young people that are creating work out of their own will and self-generating exhibitions on a small scale and a large scale. And it's all a part of the same movement, which is global movement. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. You can experience it globally and locally, especially if you're connected to it.
That's a great point, and I like the perspective from which you speak, to be sure, and from which you see. Do you wish there was more going on in Fort Wayne?
That's why I get up before the sun every day.
Well, keep up that one. That's a good one. So you're working on the city's longest mural. Give us some idea of the logistics involved in making that happen.
It seems daunting to take on a 300-foot piece, but I thought of it this way. If I can do a 100-foot piece, then I can do a 300-foot piece. I just need to think large to small and be mindful of my process and materials and manage things accordingly.
And the 100-foot piece that you mentioned, that was actually in the Northside neighborhood?
Yes, in the North Anthony corridor.
And so explain just where your newest, the 300-foot mural, is going to be located.
The new piece will be at the Clay and Columbia intersection as you're entering into downtown, kind of meanders along the river, and Three Rivers Apartments faces this 300-foot wall. It's kind of a little diamond in the rough. It's an excellent gateway into the arts campus. The museum, Arts United, Art Link, Fryman Square, Headwaters, the Old Fort. It's a very symbolic area, rich in history and arts culture, and a great opportunity to do something epic.
It certainly is. And you have your ideas all in place for that now?
Absolutely.
Can you give us some idea of what it takes to take that idea for a 300-foot mural out of your head and put it up there where it can be enjoyed by everyone?
I have a process that starts with drawing on an intimate level and generating ideas with pen drawings. Then I use stencils and I make paintings and test color palette until I find something that just feels like everything is connected and part of a wave of energy, and it reflects the way that light moves and bounces off of one another. So I design my color palette and my composition accordingly, and I use the stencils and different methods of projecting to lay a ghost image up there that I then draw out, and then I paint the piece. We use the best products we can use because we want to get as much life out of the piece as possible. The benefit of this new piece is that it is a north-facing wall, which takes less abuse from the sun and from weather, and is ideal for this kind of piece.
Okay, where and how does the Amplify Art crowdfunding program fit into your plans and your projects?
I'm really grateful for Arts United and ArtLink. They've helped me realize many dreams recently, and they continue to offer the Amplify program. You are able to self-generate your own programs and have a shot at the grant and their crowdfunding machine, which is very successful. The possibilities are endless for everyone.
And what have you funded that way?
The North Anthony Corridor mural was funded by the Amplify program.
My goodness, that's fantastic, and that's proof of how well that system works. Good
Absolutely.
For you. What are you currently working on besides the East Side Gateway project?
Right now, I've been helping my wife, Kara, gather elderberries so that we can make medicine for winter.
Your plate seems like it's usually awfully full. How do you make time to do your own homesteading thing as well as be painting seemingly all over the place?
I couldn't do any of this without Kara. She's the greatest partner I could ever have. She's my sunshine. Other than that, though, I'm also working with the Fort Wayne Free Art Collective on doing a mural on the south side of the Brass Rail. We're still in the fundraising phase of that piece, and we've proposed the design. It's a fun piece with a serious message that is about human rights advocacy and love for all creatures, great and small. So we've come up with a playful, imaginative cast of characters that we intend to paint fully.
Good for you. Good luck on that project. And as you mentioned, the conversations that can be stimulated by especially large format communal artwork, what kind of conversations can and should large format public artwork stimulate?
The conversations that I enjoy having are the ones that are about making a world. Our world is not ready-made. We make the world. And we can be mindful of the world that we make that is a little more considerate of a holistic view of our Earth. I think we have a lot of opportunity in that area. And the kind of conversations I also like to have are, how did you do this? And being engaged in your community and participating, self-awareness and agency, taking responsibility for the present. All of these things are endless growths of opportunity that I'm really excited to be a part of with a lot of really cool people in Fort Wayne.
And in your world, the conversation starter or opener is that public art that you share.
I think it helps.
So on that wonderful arts and culture landscape that we have, what do you see your job to be?
I've always felt that the role of the artist is to communicate experience and imagination and bring people together to feel alive and to feel something special that is greater than them. And as we rebuild and develop our community, I think art is what sets us apart in the way we design our world. It's all connected through design, imagination, collective consciousness, and cooperation.
And you're here to put it forth, share it with the world.
I'm trying to understand it.
Okay, you are a firm believer in public art and you practice what you preach. Why should everyone here in Fort Wayne want to take up this cause?
It may not necessarily be for everyone, but in my experience, talking with people and painting is that it makes people feel good. And it makes people happy to see something positive being done in their community and in a grassroots channel. It reaffirms our potential to take ownership of the present.
Jared Tobias is a Fort Wayne graphic artist and muralist and the owner of Tobias Studios. Jared, thank you so much for putting down your paints and joining us today, and long live that art revolution.
Thank you, Julia.